Support for KPLU comes from Alaska USA Federal Credit Union. For over three generations, Alaska USA members have shared the goal of helping each other get places worth going with savings accounts, loans, investments, insurance policies, and more on the web at alaskausa.org.
Greg, when it comes to investing in the stock market, people are always trying to predict the future, and there are a number of methods of attempting that, so let's look at a few of those.
Yes, why don't we do that? I'm forecasting that we're going to discuss that subject here in the next couple minutes.
Okay. Well, first of all, it's the beginning of the year. January plays a big role. There's this January effect. How does that work?
There's a belief that if the first 5 days of the stock market in January are up, then the month will be up, and hence the year will be up.
This almost sounds like Groundhog's Day to me.
It has that feel to it. It's one of those crazy things. Once in a while, just enough times, it works. I'm not sure I put much validity into it because the early part of the year is when fresh money's coming in the market anyway, and January traditionally is an excellent month for the market, so you have to take it a little bit with a grain of salt.
Speaking of a grain of salt, people keep trying to draw a connection between sports and Wall Street, like the Super Bowl, for example.
Well, the Super Bowl theory is one that's quite a ways out there. It says that if certain teams win, the market will be up, and if certain teams lose, the market will be down. And when they set this up in the first 10 Super Bowls, it worked like 9 times out of 10, so everybody got kind of excited about it. And in fact, over the 45 years of the Super Bowl, it's worked 35 times. So it looks like it has pretty good success. But in recent times, it's been terrible. It's only been successful 8 times out of the last 15. And all you have to do is look at the year 2008, when one of the teams that was supposed to produce a great stock market year won. And that year, the market suffered one of its worst losses since the Great Depression.
Okay, well, let's look at something that would appear to be more valid. At least it has a lot of number crunching behind it, so that always seems to lend an aura of validity to it. That would be the Volatility Index.
Also known as the VIX, it was started in 1986. It's a complex formula that looks at the flow of option purchases. It says if people are buying a lot of options, then they're developing a rosy belief about the market. And when you apply the contrarian element to that, it actually means the market's going to probably be headed for a loss.
So you put any stock, so to speak, in any of these things?
You know, even the VIX, which has, you know, that statistical validity, I'm still leery of these things. If you just look at the history of the market, it's up 3/4 of the time. 3 out of every 4 years, it's up. So why not just put your money in and leave it there and take your chances?
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters segments at KPLU.org. I'm Dave Meyer.